with this KLEM Sports Update for this Thursday, March 16th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. The Iowa Basketball Coaches Association released their Senior All-Star Series rosters for their All-Star Weekend. That'll be coming up in about 10 days in Dallas Center. Plymouth County had a couple of All-Star selections. Northwest Iowa boys and girls teams on the girls team. A couple of MMCRU representatives. Cora Olish, who led the team in every statistical category this year for MMCRU, has been selected to participate with the Northwest Iowa girls roster in Dallas Center. And she'll be joined by her head coach, Jillian Lecce, who will be coaching alongside two-time state champion coach Bishop Garrigan, Brandon Schwab. Again, Cora Olish and Jillian Lecce, head coach of the Royals. They'll be participating in the Senior All-Star Basketball Series in Dallas Center. On the boys' side, the Northwest Iowa boys team will feature Galen Catholic's all-time career and single-season scoring leader in Keaton Bonderson. Bonderson joining the Northwest Iowa boys team for the Iowa Basketball Coaches Association Basketball All-Star Series. It's going to take place Saturday, March 25th at Dallas Center Grimes High School in Dallas Center. Best of luck to all of our area participants, and hoping for a great weekend. We've had some athletes go down there in the past and have a great time. We're hoping for another great time in a little over a week. To some college commitment news, Hinton mid-distance runner, 800-meter runner, Cale Sudbeck, he's announced his commitment to run track at Northwestern College next season. Sudbeck has been the 800-meter single runner, and he's also been the anchor of the 4x800-meter relay for Hinton track the last year or so. And so he'll be taking his talents up to Orange City to race at Northwestern College. Again, Cale Sudbeck of Hinton Track, a mid-distance runner. He's going to run for the Red Raiders in college next season. Let's take a look at the sports scores from yesterday. The NAIA Women's Basketball National Tournament in downtown Sioux City was in its quarterfinal round, and the top seed and unbeaten Central Methodist Eagles survived a scare from three-seeded Marion. The Eagles won it 52-48 over the Knights. Second seed Clark University from Dubuque, they defeated the top seed in their bracket, Campbellsville, by a final of 76-51. And this is the Cinderella tournament run of the year. Dakota State University, the Trojans, knocking off their top seed in their bracket, Indiana Wesleyan, by a final of 71-70. And to finish the day yesterday, it was Thomas More, the top seed in their bracket, beating the three-seeded Bulldogs of Montana Western by a final of 66-62. Action will continue at the Tyson Event Center in downtown Sioux City coming up tomorrow, with semifinal play at 6 and 8 o'clock tomorrow night, and the championship game will be Saturday at 7 o'clock. And tipping off today is the NCAA Men's Basketball National Tournament in Division I. Des Moines, Wells Fargo Arena is going to host a couple of first and second round contests on the docket for today at Wells Fargo Arena. It is top-seeded Kansas taking on 16-seeded Howard. Kansas, the defending national champs, getting a chance to show off to the fans here in Iowa. And also taking the floor today, it'll be Illinois, the 9-seed, taking on Arkansas. And of course, the Razorbacks feature a full-time assistant coach from Lamar's community in Caleb Klein, and his Razorbacks will look for another deep tournament run like they had last year. And something tells me it's going to be good. Caleb Klein has some good memories at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Hopefully he can build some more with a couple of wins at the national tournaments. Also in action in Des Moines, it'll be the 15-seed Colgate taking on 2-seeded Texas, as well as 10-seeded Penn State. They'll match up with 7-seeded Texas A&M. That's at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines in the opening round of the NCAA Division I Men's Basketball National Tournament. And the Iowa Hawkeyes, they also open the NCAA tournament today in Birmingham as they take on the Auburn Tigers. The game will be played about just 2 hours from the Auburn campus.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to think much about that. I mean, obviously, from a fan's perspective, you know, fans want your team closer. So, you know, for them, I'm sure they're excited about it. But as far as how we look at this game and how we prepare, it'll be the same. We see a lot of hostile environments in our league.
And that's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says the bigger issue is the physical challenge that Auburn will offer.
I think ultimately they defend. They're going to put pressure on the ball. They're going to, you know, challenge you on your actions. And then also fight you on the glass. So a lot of times when you get to this point in the season, everything that happens, and a lot of times it comes down to rebounding the ball, and they're really good at it. So that'll be a challenge for us.
The Hawkeyes are 19-13 this season, and a win tomorrow would be their 11th 20-win season in the last 13 years.
We thought we could be a good team, but, you know, we lost a lot from last year. You lose the fourth pick. You lose a guy that scored 2,000 points. You know, we lost quite a bit. And other people had to step up in different roles, and they did that.
Tip-off is this evening at 5:50. You can listen to the game on our sister station, KSCJ in Sioux City, 1360 AM or 94.9 FM. Don't forget to get your sports news on our website at KLEM1410.com. Once these spring sports are able to get off and rolling, we'll have scores and results and news throughout the season all on our website at KLEM1410.com and on our Twitter page as well, at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.